Beth Cassoni, the executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association, is joining us. And Beth, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin. First up, the headlines in the news today and the last several days have been about a lawsuit filed by your organization about some of the closures, if you will, of fishing areas for lobstermen. And so give us an update on that, and we can go into some more details for sure. But what is the latest on all of that?
So effective February 1st, the National Marine Fisheries Service enacted a closure without notice to the fishing industry. They were informed that the gear needed to be removed, and this is an area on the North Shore for people who want to, you know, geographically understand it. It's off of Gloucester, and we call it the Wedge area. And this area is, it's about 200 square miles, and there are many fishermen that fish in that area. Now, mind you, on February 1st, Massachusetts has also permanent closures that are enforced on that date, and there area that those closures cover are over 11,000 square miles. So historically, over the last 10 years, Massachusetts has endured the most draconian right whale conservation measures anywhere in the United States. And this last act by National Marine Fisheries Service was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back, because it was overreach. It wasn't warranted. There are still zero right whales up in that area. The right whales historically come from the southern waters, and they come into Cape Cod Bay, and there are about, you know, 25, 30 right whales out there now in Cape Cod Bay, which is a long way from Cape Ann. And the organization, you know, had to make a stand because it's principle at this point, and to expect the fishermen to remove their gear without notice is unjust.
Beth, I know that also involved here is that the fishermen, now I understand it, the fishermen already have all these lines, they've changed all their lines in recent years to because of the right whales. So, and we do get some right whales up, you know, I know up north of Boston, they've been seen over the last several years here and there. But what is it that they've done that isn't enough, so to speak? Do you know what the question is there?
Yeah.
Right, I do. So over the last 9 years, the fishing industry has been working hard at looking at measures to reduce the risk to right whales by weakening their end lines, their vertical lines. And I have to go back, you know, when the right whales are present in Massachusetts, we have a closure to over 11,000 square miles, which is a 0% chance of an entanglement happening. But that doesn't mean they don't come back and they look for a snack, as we say. So the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association has worked with the Massachusetts Lobster Foundation over the last several years and have been granted two financial grants from the Massachusetts Environmental Trust Fund plate to develop a rope that breaks at 1,700 pounds. And this 1,700-pound breaking strength for rope came from the New England Aquarium through their research, which they determined that the large mammals, the weakest, the smallest of the large mammals, the baby humpback is the weakest, I've been told, could break free from a vertical line should they have an interaction with this weak rope. So we've worked hard, and now we've even taken it a step further. And this weak line, we have it made in red in a candy cane. And now we've added a Tyvek tracer ribbon. You can't see it to the naked eye. You'd have to cut the line and dig into it. But we really want to identify Massachusetts lobster gear. And we have a Tyvek, we call it a tracer ribbon, and it says Mass Lobster, M-A-S-S, Lobster. So that way, in the unfortunate event, if any line is taken off of a marine mammal, they can cut into this rope and they can see, because we really want to determine where these entanglements or these encounters are happening. But in Massachusetts, when the whales are here, and we've had upwards of over 200-plus whales at any one time in Massachusetts waters, we have a closure. So I like to say that the whales come to Massachusetts, they feed, they leave, they're happy, fat, and fed, and they're not entangled in any gear. So we know what we're doing in Massachusetts is helping. Now we need other states and other regions to get on board and keep doing more to protect these animals because they are endangered and they are majestic.
Where is the litigation right now? Where does that stand?
The litigation is in process. We have a preliminary court date on the 16th this week, Thursday, and we are hopeful that our, you know, we'll be successful because of the lack of right whale sightings. I mean, if anything, they know when and where these whales are because they're so monitored here in Massachusetts. And we just want to make sure that the government isn't overreaching their authority.
So for our listeners, let me just recap this. You tell me if I've got this right. So when the right whales are in our area, and I'm referring to the North Shore, let's use that as an example, those fishing areas are closed where the whales are at, and they're easily monitored. I get that. But what you're saying is that the government has asked for a large area to be closed right from the get-go, even though whales are not there at this point. Does that sound right?
That sounds pretty close. So okay. The area of the Massachusetts state waters on the North Shore were closed 2 years ago and now are closed every year going forward. So state waters is out to the 3 mile marker, but you also have Mass Bay, which is Boston Harbor, which is about 16 miles from the shoreline. So that area has been closed for 2 years. And we also have the Mass Restricted Area, which was enacted 10 years ago, and that was 3,000 square miles. So this wedge falls right, and it's like we call it the wedge because it just looks like a wedge in between state waters and federal waters, the closed area. So that area is where guys who have been closed from those two closures have been fishing through the winter months. So it's an area that as the whales leave Cape Cod Bay, they head north. Last year, National Marine Fisheries Service closed it for the month of April because there were right whales in that area with gear and the risk was high. So for the agency to close it for the month of February and March with zero right whales being sighted is overreach.
Beth, maybe we can come back to a couple of things here, but we'll put a link on this post to your website and maybe direct us to a few things of interest that people may want to click on and check out with information that you have on your website.
Absolutely. So on our homepage for the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association, we publicly and proudly share the good, the bad, the indifferent on our right whale management and litigation updates page. And also we have our Lobster Foundation of Massachusetts website, which you can look at our projects and you can see our weak rope project. And that will show all the projects we've worked on to help reduce risk. And there's also a flyer on the Lobster Foundation of Massachusetts page called Massachusetts Commercial Lobstering the Right Way, which breaks it down even further. And if anyone has any questions, they can reach out to me. I am at 781-545-6984, extension 1, or they can go on our website, lobstermen.com. We make ourselves available to talk to anyone who wants to learn more about all of the good things that the Massachusetts lobstermen are doing to protect right whales.
All right, so right in our immediate area, we have the New Hampshire coastline, albeit small but significant, Maine, and to the south, Rhode Island. So what is Massachusetts doing that's similar or different from these other states?
Massachusetts has been leading the way in the right whale conservation effort for over 35 years. From the enactment, we had the original mass critical habitat in Cape Cod Bay. So Massachusetts has a suite of measures that have been implemented. We have the weak rope requirements. We have the diameter restrictions. So Massachusetts lobstermen are fishing nothing greater than 3/8 rope in diameter. And unfortunately, a lot of the rope that's been taken off of the entangled whales collectively has been 1/2 inch or greater, which is larger, heavier, stronger rope. We are in the process, too, we, meaning the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, through the Division of Marine Fisheries, is in the process of applying for an incidental take permit, which has been mandated by a judge. And this is something that every state is going to have to acquire so that their state waters fisheries can continue. Massachusetts is, like I said, leading the way, and we are proud to do what we do. And again, back to this wedge closure, we just feel it's overreach and enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. You know, there. Let me just throw something totally, you know, out of left field or right field, but it's not totally. But I was reading a story just last week on the size of lobsters was changing, albeit small, according to the story. Can you share any insight on that story that was out like a week ago?
Sure. That was something the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is the body that manages the lobster fishery, the American lobster fishery here in the United States. And they have a lobster board, which is reviewing stock assessments for the species, for the overall sustainability. And they are looking at standardizing conservation measures because there's several different lobster management areas that have different conservation measures, whether it's a maximum gauge size or a minimum gauge size. Egg-bearing females all have to be put back, but there's different measures that on how they determine what can be kept and what can't be kept. So they're looking at the resiliency of the biomass for harvestability, and this is something that has been in the works for, I think, at least 4 or 5 years now, and it's kind of been put on the back burner because of all the right whale conservation measures and meetings, this, you know, agency meetings, industry meetings, and now the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has taken this out to public hearing to hear from industry what they're seeing and what their thoughts are on standardization.
Gotcha. Well, Beth, is there anything else that you want to share with us about, you know, this, some of this recent news, something I didn't ask you about, or anything else about your organization?
Well, I think the one thing that I really want to convey to the general population is when you're out buying lobster and you really want to support local businesses, I really encourage people to ask for Massachusetts lobsters because that way you know you're buying the most eco-friendly lobster possible. And we are, you know, we are hopeful that consumers will start asking for it because if you really want to make a difference on the local economy, you need to support local businesses.
Gotcha. Beth, thanks so much for this information, and hopefully we can check back in and see how things progress. But again, thank you for taking some time to join us today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to reach out to me. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Absolutely. Beth Cassoni, Executive Director of Mass Lobstermen Association, here on MSONewsSports.com.